Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
If you're single, ready to mingle, I don't know much about that life. It's been a long time. I'm now happily engaged. But I learned something pretty interesting. One guy, his name is Reid Kavner. He's a comedian. And he's gone viral for not only an interesting way that he's thought of to, you know, match with someone on Tinder, but also an interesting way to be involved with the Tokyo Games. He's kind of put the two together. So something I've learned in my time here at Magic, we have a couple of single people floating around. You have to pay on Tinder to look or swipe or match with people outside of your immediate area. I suppose that's the best way to explain it. But you can pay for something called Tinder Passport, which lets you go anywhere in the world, pretty much. This guy, Reid, is genius. Absolutely genius. He's paid for Tinder Passport and he has set it that he is in Tokyo, in the village to be precise. And look, he's actually matched with a few people. Looks like they're all out there on the Tinder as well. This is actually quite smart because it kind of gets you an inside into the games, doesn't it? Kind of like sneak in there. And also, you might find love. Can you imagine, Riverland? I'm going to like paint a picture for you here. You're at home, you're on the couch, you're watching the games because we're all in lockdown. We've got nothing else to do. You see the person on the screen. You're like, I matched with them on Tinder last night. Boom. Wouldn't that just make your day 100% better? Now, I'm not saying we inundate Tinder now and try and match with these athletes. And the guy, Reid, who did it, he actually posted it online, his sort of attempts at doing it. One of the athletes that he did swipe right on commented on the video. So they're finding a bit of humour in it all. But there you go. I would never have thought to do that. Some people are just far too smart. Maybe it's something you might look into as you're sitting on your couch this weekend in front of the fire, wondering where you can find love. Maybe Tokyo is the place because they're all there in the one spot, aren't they? Genius. You're here with Brooke on Magic 931.